This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 258 for Monday, February 10th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are higher in Monday afternoon due to tightening supplies with the old crop contracts, seeing stronger increases than the new crop positions. At the final settlement, the March canola contract adds $5 at $661.80 per ton, and the May contract gained $7.20 at $671.70 per ton. On Friday, Stat Canada reported canola stocks as of December 31st were about 11.38 million tons, down from the 14.09 million the year before. Also, the Canadian Grain Commission reports canola exports and domestic use remain strong. Additional support for canola is coming from increases in Malaysian palm oil and most European rapeseed contracts. However, declines in the Chicago soy complex are putting pressure on canola. Meanwhile, higher crude oil prices are spilling over into the vegetable oils. The Canadian dollar is lower on Monday afternoon with the loonie at 69.86 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 69.94. There's more uncertainty in the markets as the United States President Donald Trump is set to announce today 25% tariffs on all U.S. steel and aluminum imports, including those from Canada. Ahead of Tuesday's supply and demand report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, domestic soybean ending stocks are to slip to 374 million bushels. U.S. corn ending stocks are to ease back to 1.53 billion bushels, and those for wheat are to be relatively steady at 799 million bushels. The USDA announces a flash sale for 365,000 tons of old crop corn to Mexico. ICAR chops 2 million tons on its call for the 2024-25 Russian wheat crop, now at 82 million tons. ICAR slices a half million tons on its estimate for Russian wheat exports, now at 43 million tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures closed steady to lower on Monday afternoon. The March contract is unchanged at 10.49.5 per bushel. March soy oil loses a quarter cent at 45.73 cents per pound. March soy meal dips 90 cents at $300.50 per short ton. Also in Chicago, March corn gains 4 cents at 4.91.5 per bushel. March oats drop 9 cents at 3.41. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as Chicago March is down 3 cents at 5.79.5. Kansas City March loses 7.5 cents at 5.97. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March pulls back 3 cents at 6.25. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday, February 10th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.